This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a very special episode 250. Episode 250 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up was Courtney Barnett with an awesome live in studio version of Scotty Says. I had an entirely different episode 250 special planned. That will instead be coming out next week. However, I received a late notice opportunity to interview Courtney Barnett last week, one of my longtime favourite indie artists. So we'll jump into that interview soon, and then we'll play some tracks mentioned in the interview afterwards. First, some thank yous for episode 250. Thank you to the Free FM team and to the other stations who play this show. Thanks to my dad, Phil, for instilling a love of music and encouraging me to start this podcast way back in September 2021. And biggest thanks to all of you for listening. Let's jump into my favourite track from the new Courtney Barnett album Creature of Habit, and then the interview itself. This is called Sight Unseen, and features Waxahachie. Rocker Courtney Barnett became an almost instant star with the release of her 2015 debut album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. It was a much revered album, packed full of indie rock guitar hooks and Barnett's acute and confessional songwriting. She then released the iconic Lot of Sea Lice, a collab album with Kurt Vile. That was followed up in 2018 with Tell Me How You Really Feel, an album which swerved between Patti Smith-influenced punk and more melodic, somber tracks. Courtney last played in New Zealand in 2021, shortly before releasing her album Things Take Time, Take Time, a softer album reflecting the melancholy of the COVID world. Now, after moving from Melbourne to LA, Barnett has released her fourth album, Creature of Habit, and she's coming back to New Zealand to play it for us. Barnett is playing in Auckland, Christchurch, Wellington and in Hamilton on the 18th of November at the new BNZ Theatre. I, Oliver Gray, host of A Sonic Youth here on Free FM, sat down with Courtney for a Zoom chat about her new album and her life in California. So hi Courtney, thanks for taking the time to talk to us here today at Free FM. We've been fans for a long time.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So how have the last few days been for you? You've been playing at the Newport Folk Festival, right?
Yeah, we were there on the weekend and it was just so fun. I've been there four times now at that festival, and it's just such a collaborative and it's just such a nice place to play. It was really inspiring.
Yeah, I saw your clip of your performance of Pedestrian at Best with Hayley Williams there. It looked like a good time.
Yeah, it was really fun, really fun.
Your new album, Creature of Habit, was mostly written in your new home in LA, and it was recorded at one of my own favourite places in Joshua Tree. So I was going to ask you, what impact did that change of locale have on music that, to me, has always sounded very Australian?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I think that, you know, my environment and that I'm in and the location, all those things always play into my writing and the people around me. And so, you know, I guess I don't really know the answer, but I was so lucky to write, you know, I think I was out in Joshua Tree for a year and a half or so and wrote a lot of the album out there, recorded the first half of it there. And yeah, I bounced around a fair bunch through the process of making the album. So it's, you know, I was looking out a lot of different windows, for sure.
So Creature of Habit, it features a collaboration with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie, and Flea, of course, of Red Hot Chili Peppers, offers his iconic bass sound to the track One Thing at a Time. And of course, you've worked with the legend that is Kurt Vile before, that amounted to the awesome Lot of Sea Lice record. But has living in the States opened you up to more of that kind of collaboration with other artists?
You know, I don't know if it's being here, but I think it's just, you know, time kind of opens those doors, and just meeting people over the years and touring. You know, I met Kurt, I forget, maybe 2016 we started making that album, or 2015, and we just met because we were backstage at festivals and touring around the world. So it's, you know, I feel really lucky that I get to do that. So yeah, I don't know if it's actually being here, but I think the process of making music and traveling and kind of being open to collaborating with people, I think all those things kind of add up for sure.
So you last performed in Hamilton and Aotearoa New Zealand as a whole in 2021. And I was at the Hamilton gig on that tour, and it was great. But perhaps reflecting the toned-down sound of the album that the tour was supporting, Things Take Time, Take mm-hmm. Time, it was largely a solo performance with your frequent collaborator Stella Musgawa also joining you on stage for some of the set. So my question is, considering the latest album is a bit more punk rock in some tracks, can we expect a full band performance this time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm bringing the whole band. Yeah, it's we've been doing these shows recently, playing the new songs, playing the new album, and it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely going to be louder.
Awesome.
And have more energy than that last tour. But I really loved that tour, and that was quite unique as well, because that was kind of a COVID restriction in a way, like budget and just, you know, it was one of a kind, that tour. We never really had a chance to do that again. So it did feel those shows really hold a special place in my heart, because they did feel really intimate, and just the crowds were so beautiful on that run of shows. So, but yeah, I'm excited to bring the band back and play some rock shows.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely think those previous shows, you were one of the first international artists that had come over for a few years, so people really appreciated that during that COVID time. I wanted to ask you about a few tracks on Creature of Habit that have almost a slightly experimental, slightly electronica sound, sort of sample kind of sound. Mm-hmm. That's not really something we've heard from you before on previous records. So was that a natural thing to kind of experiment a bit, or are there any particular influences which informed the sound of those tracks?
I can't think of I forget, like, what we might have used some kind of drum machines and drum loops. I think, you know, always, I'm just kind of always trying to try new things and be curious about different sounds and different instruments, And I think that kind of keeps it interesting in the studio, and it keeps the writing process kind of spontaneous. I think I was just trying things, and if I liked how it sounded and if it made me happy in the moment, then I'd stick with it, you know? So it's fun to be able to do that.
My final question is, here on Free FM, we're big on playing new music and encouraging music discovery. So I was going to ask if you could recommend any great up-and-coming artists with the Courtney Barnett seal of approval that you think we should be playing.
Oh, you know what? I've been loving the new Body Type album. They're a band from Sydney, Australia, and they just put out an album called Tally. I love it. I think they're so good. They're such a great band, and this album is really, really good.
Thanks so much for joining us. It's been great to talk
to you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll see you at your show in Hamilton.
Great. Can't wait. See you there.
One, two, three. Spider caught my eye and I had to come up for air. Just because you're older than me doesn't mean you have to be so condescending. I still see the same things that you see. I'm a little shady on my history. Normally a pretty forgiving, but only if you are. To me, now you're talking to me all the time. Do you know you're no good at listening, but you're really good at saying everything on your mind? It must be tiring trying so hard to look like you're not really trying at all. I guess if you're afraid of aiming too high, then you're not really gonna have too far to fall.
I am normally afraid forgive.
You're listening to episode 250 of A Sonic Youth, and that was Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile with a favourite song from their awesome 2017 collab record, Lot of Sea Lice. I think I'd already been listening to Courtney for a while before this record came out, but that's where I discovered Kurt, someone who's now probably my fifth favourite artist. When talking to Courtney, I also mentioned her previous record, Things Take Time, Take Time. Here's a taste from that. This is definitely the album's leading track, Ray Street. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Courtney Barnett with Ray Street. On next week's show, which would have been the episode 250 special, I've compiled a set of my favourite storytelling protest songs. Because love songs are great, but sometimes artists choose to do a lot more with their music. So look out for that.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.